The Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, has commended Ghana for the tremendous efforts in attaining the MDG 1 in food security, but says challenges still exist, which must be urgently addressed. Speaking to Radio Ghana's George Ankra ahead of the celebration of World Food Day, the FAO representative in Ghana on food security and nutrition, Sophie Travdia, said 1.2 million Ghanaians are food insecure.
Ghana has made tremendous efforts in attaining food security. As you, I think, may already be aware, Ghana has attained MDG 1, dealing with reducing poverty and hunger by half. So really, that is very commendable, but we still have some challenges and we need to build on the successes that we already have. One issue is the disparities in hunger, malnutrition and also poverty. You find that we have pockets and certain segments or regions of the populations that are really still food insecure. You have about 1.2 million Ghanaians actually who are food insecure. So as much as we have made tremendous gains in really reducing the numbers, we have pockets of and populations of people that are really food insecure and facing many critical instances of malnutrition like stunting, underweight and wasting.
Ms. Tadria said the FAO will continue to support the government of Ghana to create the enabling environment to attract foreign private investment. Such capital, she believes, should be directed at processing raw materials into finished goods.
With regard to our work, that is the Food and Agriculture Organization in Ghana, we work mainly to support the government in its efforts in ensuring food and nutrition security. So together with the government, we are really promoting the concept of public-private partnerships. So where you're putting in policies or strategies to really get more investors in the country to partner with the government in actually either dealing with the post-harvest losses. When you mentioned, the issues of the pineapple, the oranges, lying on the floor and also maybe loss of even tomatoes, means there's a problem somewhere in the chain. Maybe we can process it better and store it for a longer time for so people can be able to have it or access it and be able to buy it at an affordable price at a later time in the year. So our major thrust with the government is really supporting them in creating that enabling environment that can attract private investors to the country. So helping them put up policies and incentives that can really attract the private investors. Because when you talk of the private sector as well, most of them are about making money. So we really have to create an environment that they are able to also to meet our side of the coin, that is making sure that our people are well fed and nourished, but at the same time, they're also able to make money.
Sophie Tadra is FAO's representative on food security and nutrition. Commenting on the food situation in the country, director of the WFP, Pippa Bradford, said Ghana is producing adequate food for its people, but wondered whether the poor really get access to nutritious food. She referred to the school feeding program and asked government to strengthen the decentralization of production to provide quality meals for the children.
Ghana is producing probably adequate amount of food to feed the entire population of Ghana. But it's obviously people's ability to access that food. So a lot of people simply are not making adequate money to be able to buy the food that exists in the bazaar. A lot of the time, they're not really aware of what they should be buying and how they should eat this food. Simple, affordable food is available in Ghana. A lot of people don't know what they should be buying, and a lot of people simply aren't making enough to be able to buy that food to take home and feed their kids.
I know you've been in Ghana not quite too long, but where you've sojourned, what support services were you able to provide to change or improve on the food security to enable the poor get access to quality food?
Ghana has an absolutely excellent school meals program. It's really an example worldwide for countries that want to really make a difference in the future of and invest in their kids. This school meals program is now covering over 1 million kids, and those schools are using food from the local markets. So I think there's a number of entities, including the government, that are working with farmers in the local communities to produce better quality food. By using the school meals program and these farmers understand that they will have a market for their food, they're willing to invest. in the upstream inputs and produce good quality cereals and pulses. And then the schools are now purchasing it and making simple but affordable meals for those kids. That has, I think, really improved cereal production and even rice production in this country. And I think it would be a great step forward if much of the work is continued to be decentralized and power is given at the district and the county level, are empowered to be able to manage a lot of these important projects on their own. So they do need the support and they do need the funding of central government.
Country director of the WFP, Piper Bradford, in that interview with George Ankra.